It's basically just a welcoming song, just to kind of get things going and So that's that song.
So what are the words? What does it mean?
It's more like a chant.
Okay.
So it's not really words.
Who's the oldest person in the group?
That would be me.
I don't believe that. How old are you?
19.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the youngest?
Probably. No, Chase.
Chase,
how old are you?
Me?
Yeah. You're 9. How often do you guys play together?
Once a week.
Yeah, you practice once a week, huh? For how long?
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
Okay.
So.
And are you kind of the main dude? Do you coordinate?
Yeah.
No, we all kind of do our own part in it.
Yeah, just like we're basically just one big drum, but like if we go to powwows, they kind of keep me as a drum keeper. Like everybody's drum keeper, but
what does that mean, drum
can't
keeper?
Sign our own name.
It's just basically like the drum, like everybody holds onto the drum. The drum keeper is basically just the one who has the one who holds the drum. But
he's probably the more responsible person.
But everybody else, everybody's drum keeper because they all hold the drum and they all do their part, and it's just all one big.
Are they serving drum food?
Let's get to what's really important.
Subway.
I understand you guys made this drum.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
I was not a part of the, like, when it first was made.
Is this a pretty standard drum?
Yeah.
Is this how most of them are made?
Yeah.
These parts?
You can decorate them.
Yeah, you can paint them, you can decorate them however you want. But most of them are made out of deer hide.
Okay.
But some of them are made out of moose hide.
Elk and then
elk hides, buffalo hides.
So why do you guys go through all the work of getting together twice a week to do this? What's in it for you?
Bowel time.
Keeping up tradition, basically.
Bowel time.
Because.
Pride, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Pride.
Love our culture.
Humility.
You guys travel to powwows outside of Grand Portage?
Yeah, we actually just traveled to Net Lake Boys Fort.
Really?
Yeah, and we went to that powwow. That was
like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, two, 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh. I really went to one of
them. How was that for you? It's fun?
Yeah, it was
a lot of fun.
Really
a lot
fun.
Of drums there.
Yeah, it was a lot.
What's it like seeing, do you learn from other groups?
Yeah. We learn a lot from other groups. Like other groups see that we're a young drum group, so they are willing to come out and help and sing and
give us a lot of props.
Yeah, give us a lot of props because we don't really have a teacher, so it's just us. So other drum groups like allow us to learn their songs, learn like help us sing. And
otherwise, they'll tell us when the upcoming powwows are or something.
Yeah, they'll tell us when like come to this powwow.
So you guys think you'll keep this up there a while then?
Oh, yeah.
Some of you younger guys, if you guys have kids.
Yeah, we'll be.
Well, these kids, they got their own little drum group too. They just got a drum.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you would teach your kids to do this too?
Try to pass it on.
Yeah, keep on, just pass on the tradition because now more than ever that our culture is more at risk because, like I was just talking about this the other day, I'm the last one of my family genes that's a band member. So I'm trying to keep up the tradition, even though like they may not be band members, but just know where they came from, basically.